What would happen if the justices rule the pension law unconstitutional?
Well, if they rule it unconstitutional, then it won't go into effect, of course, and that will leave the citizens of the state with a few options, one of which would be to try to pass legislation that might pass constitutional muster. That would be difficult. Another possibility would be to try to amend the state constitution, which would be the most straightforward way to resolve these kinds of problems. That's a very difficult process as well. Otherwise, nothing may happen, and the pension law will remain in effect, and the state will suffer the same kind of economic consequences that we're suffering right now. The pension system is underfunded. It needs to be funded. It costs us a lot of money, and the only way to resolve that would probably be to raise taxes, raise revenues in one way or another.
When you look at the different components of this law, which are the most vulnerable to being overturned?
I'll tell you what, if you look at the constitutional language, the pension benefits cannot be diminished or impaired. So really, anything that diminishes the benefits for a pensioner is going to be constitutionally suspect, and I would suspect is going to be deemed unconstitutional. So raising the retirement age is going to diminish the benefits for a pensioner. Lowering the cost of living adjustments is going to diminish benefits. Forcing pensioners to pay more into their health care is going to diminish benefits. So frankly, anything that diminishes benefits, I think, is constitutionally impermissible.
Now, the state argues that it has special police powers to intervene and that the $100 billion unfunded liability, coupled with a budget crisis, requires such intervention. Has the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of this police power before?
Well, sure, but in a variety of contexts, it's a little bit nuanced. The police powers are powers that the legislature and the state government has to protect the public welfare and safety of the citizens of the state. And it's a general recognition that the legislature has that authority to legislate. The problem here is that you have a specific constitutional provision in our state constitution in Article 13. And that was put in there specifically to keep the legislature from doing what it has sought to do here, which is diminish pension benefits. So the police powers are a general recognition of the power of the legislature, but they're not going to be able to trump, in my opinion, the very specific constitutional guarantee, whether wise or not, but the specific constitutional guarantee that's in the pension clause.
Before we're done, I want to disclose that many employees of Northern Illinois University, including myself and including you.
That's correct. I'm a member of the pension system, yes.
The state university's retirement system, to be specific, one of the five public pension systems that would be affected by the Supreme Court ruling. Dr. Falkoff, what steps do you take to ensure that your analysis of this case stays above the partisan fray?
Yeah, well, of course, anyone should be wary of anyone who has a stake when doing an analysis of this sort. I'll say that I've read the court filings. I've read the Constitution. The Constitution is really very straightforward on this point, and lawyers sometimes get branded with being tricksy with language. But when you've got a constitutional provision which just says that the benefits shall not be diminished or impaired, it's just hard to believe that the court would find that ambiguous in any way. That said, there is that open question of whether the court will read the police powers as being expansive enough to overcome a very specific provision in the state constitution. So by no means is it a done deal. I rather suspect, though, that the court is leaning towards finding this provision to be unconstitutional.
There are seven justices. How close do you expect this ruling to be?
Oh, that's really hard to say. I couldn't predict.
Okay. Mark Falkoff is a law professor at Northern Illinois University. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.